Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to this edition of Folk Studio on Radio Bulgaria. And in the spotlight this time, the feasts of Saint Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday, Bulgarian style. Though an integral part in the cycle of a few great Christian feasts, the folklore celebrations of Lazaritsa, equivalent of the Feast of Saint Lazarus, and Tsvetnitsa, equivalent of Palm Sunday, are distinctly Bulgarian. They represent a eulogy of resurrected nature, of youth and a hope for a new beginning. They are held with the same degree of optimism today as well, though diversified with a range of contemporary inputs. How the Lazarki girls dress? What is laid on the table? We revisit the tradition and make sure that we are surrounded with greenness, color and cleanness in any sense of these words. The Feast of Lazaritsa, this is St. Lazarus Saturday, precedes Easter and is held on the Saturday that Orthodox Christians relate to one of the wonders worked by Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Lazarus. The folklore ritual has a lot different meanings, though its name does refer to Lazarus. In the Bulgarian mythology, he was the master of woods and leafage. He has got an axe in his hand and tills people's fields. This mythical champion of goodness, personifying the borderline between earthly existence and the next world, is central to the ritual songs and dances of Lazarki girls. Similar to Christmas carol singers, they chant blessings for health and fertility. There are blessings offered to hosts, offered to girls and lads, to brides and children. The Lazarki girls tour all houses in the village, and everywhere their hosts give white eggs and coins to them. Drawing a symbolical circle, the end of the tour finally brings them to the starting point. And let's hear next in Folk Studio a song, a Bulgarian folk song dedicated to the Lazarki girls. A Lazarka girl is playing in the yard. The performance is a folk singer, Maria Krsteva. Moving on to the next day following St. Lazarus Saturday, which is Palm Sunday, in Bulgarian known as Tsvetnitsa, when the ritual of kumichene is performed. Young girls gather by the river outside the village where water goes smoothly. They carry the so-called dolls, elongated ritual loaves of bread. Small bits of bread are placed on battle dolls, which girls let go floating on the water. The girl whose bit of bread wins the race will marry fast. In traditional beliefs, a girl who has been a Lazarka and has gone through the ritual of Kumichene shall not be taken away by a dragon. In the past, it was impossible for girls to marry had they not been part of the Lazaritsa traditions, simply because the dragon would come to abduct them after they had become brides. Initiation was mandatory to go through, and only after that the girl would be allowed to wear a wreath and flowers in her head, dress in embroidered shirts, wear jewels such as a necklace, earrings, rings, and bracelets. Vrbnica, or Willow Day, is the other name of the traditional feast of Cvetnica. With willow twigs, Christians and Catholics have replaced palm branches involved in the welcoming of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem a week before his crucifixion. The willow has bivalent symbolism in the Bulgarian tradition, and its branches are blessed in church on Palm Sunday to bring health and to protect the family. Today, too, we attach willow twigs to icons and doors, and churches are crowded on Cvetnica. Some choose to go to church only on that great day. Priests store hundreds of willow twigs and give them out, blessing the faithful. If you choose to make a trip to the Bulgarian countryside on Palm Sunday, you will for sure come across Lazarki girls somewhere. Clad in colorful folk costumes, the teenage girls tour the houses of the community. Well, it could be that one or two of them might wear sneakers under the embroidered shirts, and shirts might be larger than their size. Well, at least all of them readily sing and dance in street processions. And you're bound not to miss the chance of giving them a small gift, as this act is believed to bring health and good luck to you.
Toy na mome, toy na mome, toy na mome, las mene. Mori ayda mome, ayda mome, ayda mome, le tisas mene. Ayda mome, le tisas mene.
A folk song dedicated to Palm Sunday performed by the male folk group from the village of Dragino. And that was all in this edition of Folk Studio on Radio Bulgaria, compiled by Albena Bezovska, presenting rituals and traditions performed on St. Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday in this country. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.